Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomar by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos Daf Ein Av, the sixth parak Rabbi Yishmael. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Kotzrim Beis HaShlachim Sheba Amakim. We may harvest irrigated fields in the valleys before the Omer is harvested. Avolo Gochim, but we may not stack the grain. The people of Yericho harvested such grain before the Omer, Biratzon Chachamim, in accordance with the sages' wishes, but they also stacked it, which was against the Chachamim's wishes, but they did not protest against them. In a brisa, Rabbi Ben Yamin explains a permit to harvest irrigated fields of a valley before the Omer. The pasuk says, Uksartim es sirah v'havesim es Omer. When you reap its harvest, you shall bring an Omer offering, implying that harvesting can precede the Omer. Yet, the Omer is referred to as Reshis Katsirachim, the first of your harvest, implying that Omer must be the first harvest. This apparent contradiction teaches that Mamakum Shot HaMevi, from a place which you may bring the Omer, Yatakotza, you may not harvest, but any place whose grain may not be used for the Omer, such as irrigated fields, may be harvested before the Omer. Point number two, a brisa relates six practices of the Anshei Yericho, the people of Yericho, Shlosha Beretzon Chachamim, of which three were in accordance with the sages' wishes, and three were against their wishes. The first three were, number one, they grafted palm trees the entire Erev of Pesach and did not consider it labor. Number two, Barkorchin Eshma, and they would wrap the Shema, meaning they didn't pause between the first and second line. And number three, they harvested their grain before the Omer. The three which were against the Chachamim's wishes were, number one, they also stacked the harvested grain before the Omer. Number two, they allowed benefiting from branches cut off from Hekdesh, Carob, and Sycamore trees. And number three, they made breaches in their gardens and orchards to allow the poor to take the fallen fruit on Shabbos and Yontif during famines. The Chachamim were concerned they might climb the trees and pick the fruit. Buda argued that if the first three practices were with the Chachamim's full consent, you call them Osimken. Let every person do so, not just the Anshei Yericho. Rather, all these practices were against the Chachamim's wishes. But for three of them, they protested against the Anshei Yericho, and for three, they didn't protest. Buda's list of practices differ slightly from Rabbi Meir's. And point number three, a Mishnah lists numerous separations which divide a field regarding peah, such as a ravine or a road requiring peah in each section. Rav Meir says, Kotsu ashachas mapsik, one who harvests unripe grain, the harvested area divides the field in two because he doesn't consider such reaping the first stage of harvesting the field. The Chachamim say the field is only divided if he plows the harvested area because they consider this reaping itself as harvesting, which does not divide the field. Rabbi Yochanan suggests that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon in our mission, who permits harvesting shachas for animals before the Omer even after it reaches shlish, a third of its growth. However, Bryce approves Rabbi Meir holds harvesting grain which reached a shlish is considered katsira even if it was cut by locusts. Rabbi Meir also does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who only permitted harvesting grain to feed animals, whereas Rabbi Meir holds even reaping shachas for human consumption is not considered katsira. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Meir followed Rabbi Akiva, who said, harvesting a field in patches divides it for peah, which Shmuel said refers to harvesting unripe grain for klayos, toasted kernels, which is for human consumption. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Kotzrim Beis HaShlachim Sheba Amakim. We may harvest irrigated fields in the valleys before the Omer is harvested, Avolo Gochim, but we cannot stack the grain. The people of Yericho harvested such grain before the Omer, Biratzon Chachamim, in accordance with the sages' wishes, but they also stacked it, which was against the Chachamim's wishes, but they did not protest against them. In a brisa, Rabbi Ben Yamin explains a permit to harvest irrigated fields of a valley before the Omer. The pasuk says, Uksartim es sirah v'havesim es Omer. When you reap its harvest, you shall bring an Omer offering, implying that harvesting can precede the Omer. Yet, the Omer is referred to as Reshis Katsirachim, the first of your harvest, implying that Omer must be the first harvest. This apparent contradiction teaches that Mamakum Shot HaMevi, from a place which you may bring the Omer, Yatakotza, you may not harvest, but any place whose grain may not be used for the Omer, such as irrigated fields, may be harvested before the Omer. Point number two, a brisa relates six practices of the Anshei Yericho, the people of Yericho, Shlosha Beretzon Chachamim, of which three were in accordance with the sages' wishes, and three were against their wishes. The first three were, number one, they grafted palm trees the entire Erev of Pesach and did not consider it labor. Number two, Barkorchin Eshma, and they would wrap the Shema, meaning they didn't pause between the first and second line. And number three, they harvested their grain before the Omer. The three which were against the Chachamim's wishes were, number one, they also stacked the harvested grain before the Omer. Number two, they allowed benefiting from branches cut off from Hekdesh, Carob, and Sycamore trees. And number three, they made breaches in their gardens and orchards to allow the poor to take the fallen fruit on Shabbos and Yantiv during famines. The Chachamim were concerned they might climb the trees and pick the fruit. Yehuda argued that if the first three practices were with the Chachamim's full consent, you call them osim ken. Let every person do so, not just the Anshe Yericho. Rather, all these practices were against the Chachamim's wishes. But for three of them, they protested against the Anshe Yericho, and for three, they didn't protest. Rabbi Yehuda's list of practices differs slightly from Rabbi Meir's. And point number three, a Mishnah lists numerous separations which divide a field regarding peah, such as a ravine or a road requiring peah in each section. Rav Meir says, Kotsu Ashachas Mapsik, one who harvests unripe grain, the harvested area divides the field in two because he doesn't consider such reaping the first stage of harvesting the field. The Chachamim say the field is only divided if he plows the harvested area because they consider this reaping itself as harvesting, which does not divide the field. Rabbi Yochanan suggests that Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Shimon in our mission, who permits harvesting shachas for animals before the Omer even after it reaches shlish, a third of its growth. However, Bryce approves Rabbi Meir holds harvesting grain which reached a shlish is considered katsira even if it was cut by locusts. Rabbi Meir also does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who only permitted harvesting grain to feed animals, whereas Rabbi Meir holds even reaping shachas for human consumption is not considered katsira. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Meir followed Rabbi Akiva, who said, harvesting a field in patches divides it for peah, which Shmuel said refers to harvesting unripe grain for klayos, toasted kernels, which is for human consumption. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Ayin Aleph, and this Siman was suggested to us by Sammy Rubin from London. He suggested that Ayin Aleph is a donkey going ee-aw, ee-aw. So here goes. The donkeys brayed ee-aw in delight at the men cutting grain from Mevesa Shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest at the men from Yericho who stacked their grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh, Carob, and Sycamore trees as they were being used to plow shachas down the middle of a field, separating it into two for peah. Once again, slow motion. The donkeys brayed ee-aw. Donkeys braying ee-aw. That must be Ron Duff. Ayin Aleph. The donkeys brayed ee-aw in delight of the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, which reminds us the katsir prohibition only applies to places which the Omer may be taken, but any place whose grain may not be used for the Omer, such as irrigated fields, may be harvested before the Omer. So the donkeys brayed ee-aw in delight of the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest of the men from Yericho who stacked the grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh, Carob, and sycamore trees, which reminds us, a brace relates six practices of the Anshe Yericho, of which three were in accordance with the sages' wishes, and three which were against their wishes. The three which were against the Chachamim's wishes were, number one, they also stacked the harvested grain before the Omer. Number two, they allowed benefiting from branches cut off from Hekdesh, Carob, and sycamore trees. And number three, they made breaches in their gardens and orchards to allow the poor to take the fallen fruit on Shabbos and Yom Tov during famines. The Chachamim were concerned they might climb the trees and pick the fruit. So, the donkeys brayed ee-aw in delight at the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest at the men from Yericho who stacked their grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh, Carob, and sycamore trees, as they were being used to plow shachas down the middle of a field, separating it into two for peah, which reminds us, a Mishnah lists numerous separations which divide a field regarding peah, such as a ravine or a road requiring peah in each section. Rabbi Meir says, Kotsu Ashachas Mapsik, one who harvests unripe grain, the harvested area divides the field in two because he doesn't consider such reaping the first stage of harvesting the field. The Chachamim say the field is only divided if he plows a harvested area because they consider this reaping itself as harvesting, which does not divide the field. So once again, the donkeys brayed ee-aw in delight at the men cutting grain from a base of shlachin before the Omer, but brayed aw-ee in protest at the men from Yericho who stacked their grain before the Omer and cut branches from Hekdesh, Carob, and sycamore trees, as they were being used to plow shachas down the middle of a field, separating it into two for peah. All right, so now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Samach Zayin. So the Siman Daf Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue. Sizzling barbecue? That must be one daf. Samach Zayin. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah, which reminds us, Rava asked Gilgal over the Chochavim, what is the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater with regards to exempting it from challah? So the Bachurim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking maaser. Which reminds us, maaser is required when the rabbanan in a case of meruach akum as a gezer because of bali kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking maaser. So the Bachurim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking maaser. While they were waiting for a bachur to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop on the same day, the Omer was brought. Which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the Shuk in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the Omer was brought, and there's a Malchokas if that was Beretzon Chachamim, in accordance with the will of the sages. Daf Samaches. So the Simran Daf Samaches is Schach. So here goes. The man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach. Schach? That must move on Daf Samaches. The man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, when does Chadash become permitted? So the man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides from being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses eating Chadash and Chutzlarts when there's a Safek if it has become permitted. So the man who confused Sukkahs with Pesach and came into the Sukkah with Schach on the 16th and asked if he could eat Chadash today was told that besides for being the wrong month, since it's Chutzlarts, he would have to wait until the end of the 17th. As the kids were hanging a poster explaining that a mincha brought from Chadash before the Shtei Alechem is kosher, but before the Omer, it's not. Which reminds us, menachos brought from Chadash before the Omer are invalid, but before bringing the Shtei Alechem, they are valid. Daf Samach Tes. So the Siman Daf Samach Tes is soot, and we often use a chimney sweep for the Siman. So here goes. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep, that must be more on Daf Samach Tes, soot. When the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer, which reminds us, Rava asks, Chitim Vizar Makarka, regarding wheat kernels which one planted in the ground, does the Omer permit them or not? The Gemara explains that the kernels were harvested and replanted, and the Omer was offered before they took root. Can they be taken out and eaten? Are they as if they were thrown into a container and the Omer permits them? Or perhaps he subordinated them to the land and they're considered plants, so the Omer can only permit them after they take root? The question is asked regarding two other halachos. So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of an elephant that swallowed palm fibers and expelled them, and they were made into a basket. The Gemara asks, is this considered equal digestion, in which case the basket would be completely glowing, like utensils made of dung, which are not susceptible to tuma, even with the rabbanan, or is it not considered equal? So when the passerby saw the chimney sweep using his brushes to cover kernels that were harvested and replanted before the Omer complimented him on his basket, the chimney sweep thought to himself if he would only know that it was from palm fibers that were eaten by an elephant, while he used the basket to catch kernels falling from the clouds to use for the Shtei Alechem, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, Chitin Shiardim Ba'avim Mahu, wheat kernels which descended from the clouds with the rain, what is their halach? Rashi explains the clouds took up water from the ocean and swept up a ship full of wheat. The Gemara explains that they can certainly be used for ordinary menachos, and Rabbi Zera's inquiry was about using them for the Shtei Alechem. When the Torah required that the Shtei Alechem should be brought mimoshvosechem, from your dwelling places, was it only excluding wheat from chutzlarts, but wheat from clouds may be used, or must it literally come from your dwelling places, and even wheat descended from clouds are invalid for the Shtei Alechem? Daf Ayin. So the Siman Daf Ayin is an eye doctor. So here goes. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room, eye doctor, that must be on Daf Ayin. While the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, which reminds us, Rava asked, if one harvested stalks of grain and separated a miser from them, and then replanted them and they increased in size, what is the halacha? This question follows the one on the previous daf about whether we follow the ikr, the original root, even when it results in a kula, or only as a chumrah. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Chala Chadash eye chart featuring the five types of grain, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye are all obligated in removing chal from their dough, and they combine with one another for this obligation. They are forbidden to be eaten as Chadash before the Omer and are forbidden to be harvested before Pesach. So while the kids in the eye doctor's waiting room watched a fascinating video of a farmer who separated mice from stalks of grain and then replanted them, asking a rabbi how much mice he must take since they increased in size, the eye doctor had one patient read the Chal Chodesh eye chart featuring the five types of grain, while he tested another patient's eye-hand coordination by combining grain, flour, and dough into a kazayas, which can make one chai for Chodesh Chametz and eating mice sheni outside Yerushalayim, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that kernels of grain, flour, and dough combine with one another. Rav Kahana says, this means that one who eats a kazayis of chadash combined from these three types of foods is chai malchus. Rav Yosef says, refers to chametz on Pesach, that eating a combined kazayis of these three incurs malchus. Rav Papa says that it means that one who eats a combined kazayis from these three of Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim incurs malchus. Rava brings another opinion regarding tuma. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do you discuss a case where an elephant swallowed palm fibers and expelled them and they were made into a basket? That's on Duff. Samach Tess. Good. Number 2. Which step do we have various opinions about whether harvesting unripe grain is considered katsira? That's on Duff. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you know that the challah obligation can be easily evaded as opposed to meiser? That's on daf. Samach Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss when does chadash become permitted? That's on daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss six practices of the Anshei Yericho, three of which the Chachamim found objectionable? That's on daf. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which daf to discuss the five grains which are subject to challah and chadash, excluding orez and dochen? That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss one who separated meiser from stalks of grain and then replanted them? That's on daf. Ayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we know that the kasira prohibition only applies to places from which the omer may be taken? That's on daf. Ayin Aleph. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss eating chadash and chutz la'aretz when there's a suffix if it has become permitted? That's on daf. Samach Ches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we makokos how the barley for the omer was toasted? That's on daf. Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.